It's over a month now since the US President Donald Trump announced his tariffs, and many companies here are trying to navigate this new world, including a group of businesses in the Midlands who are coming together to help each other. Our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey, has this report.
At Air in Mullingar, the mood is upbeat.
Hey, my name is John Walsh and I'm engineering manager here in Air Mullingar. Air is on track to be one of the fastest global partners for automation.
But like all businesses, the company faces challenges, many as a result of global uncertainty.
In the current environment, you know, productivity and efficiency is key. You know, it is hard to get staff right now. Cost of materials are gone up. You know, we can't put up the cost of our product to remain competitive.
Tariffs, too, have had a huge impact.
A lot of the equipment you see here behind me, you know, when we purchase that equipment in, it will have tariffs. A lot of our raw materials have increased. And also shipping this equipment out to our customers, it has become a real minefield because we have to fill in so much more detail about the origin of the materials and where they came from. Now, we're very lucky because, you know, we're a global company now, so we can position the work with our customers, what works best technically for the challenge and which site can handle that technical challenge, but also geographically to navigate things like tariffs and whatnot.
Air was one of seven businesses in the Midlands which in recent days saw lean experts visit and offer expertise and guidance. Lean manufacturing is a production process based on the premise of maximising productivity while simultaneously minimising waste within a manufacturing operation.
My name is Katrina Morden. I'm the manager of the Atom Cluster, so the Advanced Technologies and Manufacturing Cluster. So around 7 months ago, we had a workshop with our member companies around continuous improvement and really the importance of that now and more so than ever for the companies as they face global pressures. So one of the key outcomes from that meeting was to try and attract global experts, not just so that they could visit them in a conference style, but really to bring in experts that they could support the companies here in a very practical way. So yesterday we held a session where we got insight from Oliver Conger, an SME owner in British Rhodotherm, and Paul Blage from Toyota. And they were one of the key goals of that session was the attendees, of which there was 120, they would leave with three very practical tips that they could implement into their company.
Paul Blage is a senior group leader and lean management coach at the Toyota Motor Group in the UK. He led the visit to the Midlands, where he said he was impressed by the thirst that the companies here possess.
The takeaways is all seven companies that I've been to over the last 2 days, there's so much passion and enthusiasm for what they're doing. It's infectious. I work at Toyota, one of the biggest companies in the world, if you don't mind me saying. But coming to these smaller companies and seeing the enthusiasm from the people, it's really good. It's really refreshing. It's good to see. What we talk about in our world is Kaizen, which is continuously improving. If you make small continuous improvements at operator level or at member level, it's only going to benefit the business. And it's not only about the financial saving, it's about the mindset of people wanting to improve the business. If you've got that, and yeah, I've seen it in all seven companies I've been to over the last 2 days, it's a real good start point.
For companies like Air, this hands-on support has been invaluable.
Like without the cluster, how could we have someone from Toyota or Rotiform in the UK over here walking through our site, doing a gimbal walk here, giving me and the team live feedback on where we are on our lean journey? Anyone who looks at anything from lean will hear Toyota. So to have someone from Toyota here in Mullingar is fantastic.
And that was John Walsh from Air in Mullingar, ending that report from our Midlands correspondent Sinead Hussey.